Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. A wind advisory will be in effect from early this afternoon until early Friday morning. Mostly sunny today with a high nearing 72. Southeast winds between 10 and 30 and gusting as high as 40. Some showers and thunderstorms likely overnight, cloudy with a low around 56. South winds still between 25 and 30 and gusting as high as 45. And showers possible throughout Friday with a high of 68. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster. Currently it's 36 degrees.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. The Kansas State Legislature has officially passed a bill that would raise the legal age for buying cigarettes, electronic cigarettes, and other tobacco products to the age of 21 from the age of 18. As Cake News reports, the latest vote came from the state Senate on Tuesday this week with a 28-11 vote after the House already passing the bill earlier this month at a 68-53 majority. The bill is now being sent to Governor Laura Kelly's desk. Other departments, including the Department of Revenue and the Department for Aging and Disability Services, supported the measure, saying they believe it raising the age to purchase tobacco products would reduce their use and the resulting health care costs as well. As the Center for Disease Control and Prevention says that tobacco use is the leading cause of preventable death, disease, and disability in the United States, and 9 out of 10 of adults who smoke started by the age of 18. Overall, 41 other states have done the same across the nation. Many legislators were concerned about the loss of federal revenue that could potentially be cut off unless the state met the federal guidelines at the request of selling tobacco at the age of 21.
Tax season is here. Are you ready? AARP Foundation Tax Aid is. Their IRS certified volunteers provide tax preparation help to anyone, and it's completely free. You don't have to be an AARP member. AARP Foundation Tax Aid has several in-person, low contact, and contact-free options. Visit AARP.org/taxaid or call 888-AARP now for more details. That's AARP.org/TAXAIDE or 888-AARP-NOW.
Brett Michaels, Mardi Gras 2023, Saturday, May 13th, First Council Casino. From over 50 million albums sold comes the Poison Hits and Solo Hits Live. All for the man who starred in VH1's Rock of Love, the mass singer on Fox and ABC's Greatest Hits. Brett Michaels, Mardi Gras 2023. Purchase online at 7clans.com or by phone at 866-966-1777. Another breath of fresh air from Inner Visions.
The latest national survey shows that the state of Kansas still pays relatively higher taxes compared to the Mid-America region, however, slightly less than the state of Nebraska. WIBW reports that the latest study coming from WalletHub.com looked at the 2023's tax burden by state, showing that the state of Kansas was ranked number 15 across the nation for the highest tax burden, with property tax burdens at 3.8%, the 17th highest, individual income tax burden 2% higher than the national average, sitting 27th, and total sales and excise tax burdens 3% higher than the national average, sitting 19th nationwide. Across the Mid-America region, Nebraska had one of the higher tax rates, sitting 13th nationwide. Colorado ranked 24th in the nation. Oklahoma, one of the lowest at 42nd nationwide. And Missouri, with the lowest tax burden in the region, ranking 42nd in the nation with an overall tax burden of 7%. The highest across the nation included New York at number 1, Hawaii at number 2, Maine, Vermont, and 5th coming in with Connecticut. Mid-America Network News.
Tires aren't all the same, and neither are tire dealers. Find a dealer like Mike's OK Tire, who carries Michelin and BF Goodrich tires. Michelin offers safe, fuel-efficient, long-lasting tires that provide exceptional performance and extraordinary value. BF Goodrich tires are built for drivers looking for high performance and aggressive styling. Next time you need tires, don't deal with amateurs. See the tire experts. See Mike's OK Tire in downtown Marysville for tires, repair, alignment, and service.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. 12 different Nebraska communities across the state are set to receive federal funding from the Rural Workforce Housing Land Development. As KSNV at Local Channel 4 reports, the Nebraska Department for Economic Development has awarded near $10 million in American Rescue Plan Act state and local fiscal recovery funds. According to the Department for Economic Development, the program was created under Legislative Bill 1014 in response to the negative economic impacts of the coronavirus public health emergency. Overall, the DED received more than 27 applications totaling more than $19 million in funding requests, where much of the $10 million will be going into COVID-19 public health recovery, along with the workforce housing pursuant to the Nebraska Rural Workforce Housing Investment Act and the Rural Workforce Housing Fund Program. Some of the cities receiving the money includes the city of North Platte, Central City, Hastings, Alma, Red Cloud, St. Paul, the village of Pender, the city of Beatrice, village of Palmer, city McCook, and village of Arnold.
Nothing beats the classic taste and goodness of Earth Grain's 100% whole wheat bakery bread. Earth Grain's unique recipe combines whole grains with the old-fashioned taste of brown sugar and honey, creating a delicious whole grain bread that will appeal to your entire family. And with 18 grams of whole grain per slice, it's good for them too. Earth Grain's breads, baking our best for you.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Citing concerns with heavy truck traffic leading to road deterioration, Washington and Jefferson County officials met Wednesday with TC Energy officials, asking financial assistance in developing plans to repair and rebuild sections of county roads impacted by high volumes of truck traffic hauling contaminated soil from the Keystone Oil pipeline break in Washington County to a facility near Omaha. Specifically targeting a 5-mile section of Rainbow Road in Washington County, which transitions to 576th Avenue in Nebraska, it was noted the road will substantially have to be rebuilt. An early estimate of some $6 million was mentioned. Traffic on the route is not expected to abate anytime soon, and a timeline was mentioned that could allow bids by this fall, with construction beginning next spring. Public meetings regarding the proposed Marshall County Jail project are slated this evening in Blue Rapids and again Tuesday evening in Axtell. Comments during a previous meeting in Marysville, as well as concerns shared by residents, have been the focus of our weekend public affairs program on KNDY last Saturday and continuing this Saturday morning at 7:10. Among those was clarification by Commissioner Keith Bramhall as to construction of a new health department building, as he noted that project is separate from the jail construction.
Okay, so the folks over here was asking me about the health department and whether those two, the health department and the jail, will compete for funds and stuff. Okay, we already have the money allocated for the health department. Okay, so the health department is going to be paid for by four different sets of funds. It'll be paid for, obviously, with insurance money from the old one, which is a little over $1 million by $1.2 million total. That covers the cost, what they paid us for the old building, plus replacement cost of the stuff inside, desks, furniture, whatever, exam tables, anything that Cheryl needs in there. Cheryl's also done a great job of coming up, like I said before, with coming up with grant money, probably a little over $200,000, I'm thinking right now, kind of throwing an odd number out there. And then we have over $1.2 million in ARPA funds left to spend and allocate, and we can use as much of those funds as we need just kind of to finish out, you know, so we use the insurance money, the grant money, and then we just finish out. And so we're looking at maybe $500,000 or less of the ARPA funds. And then the rest of those ARPA funds we can use on other projects around town and the jail.
The matter of allowing county commissioners to move forward with funding up to $6.5 million in jail construction costs through a lease purchase agreement that would include roughly half the cost of the facility to be located east of Marysville is set for a special election April 25th. A 2.914 mill levy would be required for repayment, some of which the county hopes to absorb into future budgets, according to County Clerk Sandy Wilson.
Well, their direction has basically been, when I go to start punching in the budget numbers, is to be able to spread that 2.914 levy throughout the general fund without cutting services, because that is the main thing that people are expecting, and the services that you get from our county, no one wants to lose that. So we're hoping what we can do is take that levy and take that 2.914 mil and just even that out through the rest of the levy and cut any excess budget that anybody may have without cutting the services.
The public meeting this evening begins at 7 at the Blue Rapids Community Center, and again Tuesday evening at 7 at the Axtell American Legion and Community Building. And again, our focus on the public affairs program continues Saturday morning at 7:10 on KNDY. Saturday marks the annual Marshall County Museum Day, kicking off the spring opening for 6 museums with free admissions, special activities, and exhibits. Those participating include the Marshall County Historic Courthouse, Pony Express, Kester House Museum, and Historic Union Pacific Depot in Marysville, as well as the Blue Rapids Museum and Okito Museum. Those will be open Saturday, 10 to 4. Again, admissions are free. Fred W. Behrens, age 74, of Marysville, passed away Thursday. Funeral service Friday, 10 a.m. at Mount Calvary Lutheran Church, Marysville. Visitation Thursday, noon until 9. Family will receive friends Thursday, 5 until 7, at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Fred Behrens. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens lunch menu today, Sloppy Joe's, baked French fries, pea salad, and pineapple. Tomorrow, tuna patties, cornbread casserole, pickled beets, and peaches. KNDY News Time, 7:15.
Don't have time to stop by a bank to open an account? No problem. With United Bank and Trust, we make it easy by bringing our bank to you. Whether you're at home, at work, or anywhere you have access to a computer, simply go to ubankonline.com and click on the Open an Account icon. Save time by opening an account online with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. A wind advisory will be in effect from early this afternoon until early Friday morning. Sunshine today with our highs in the lower 70s. Southeast winds between 10 and 20 and gusting as high as 40 miles per hour. A slight chance for some showers and thunderstorms overnight, staying cloudy with our lows in the lower 40s and upper 50s. South winds between 25 and 30 and gusting as high as 45. Some showers are possible on Friday, otherwise partly sunny with our highs in the lower 50s and mid-60s. Southwest winds still between 15 and 25 and gusting as high as 40. And more showers possible early Friday night, then staying clear with our lows in the mid to upper 20s. Northwest winds between 20 and 25 and gusting as high as 40. Sunshine on Saturday with our highs in the mid to upper 50s. North winds still between 5 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. Mostly clear skies over Saturday night with our lows in the lower to mid 40s. And south winds still gusting as high as 35. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature, late March, 62. Record high on this date, 88. The average low, 36. And the record low, 16. Sunrise this morning, 7:16. Sunset this evening at 7:48. 36 degrees this hour. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Thursday, the 30th of March. KNDY News Time, 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
In or carry out, Bite Me Barbecue serves it up the way you prefer. Order in or order ahead on their mobile app. And remember, you can always grab and go for the family or large gatherings with all their smoked meats by the pound and sides as well. Daily specials and a full menu at Bite Me Barbecue in Marysville.
A special night for holiday, KD makes his home debut and the Kings clinch a playoff berth? Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. The NBA best Bucks were in Indianapolis to tangle with the division rival Pacers. Drew Holiday had a career night.
Taken by Giannis. The outlet feed ahead to Holiday. There it is. Off the window and good.
The call on WTMJ. Holiday scored a career high 51 points. Giannis added a 38-point triple-double. Milwaukee tops Indiana 149-1. Kevin Durant finally made his home debut. The Suns hosting the T-Wolves early fourth quarter, tied at 84.
Payne setting up the Suns offense, drives right side, gets in underneath the basket, dishes out on top to Durant for three.
The call on KMVP. Durant had a rough night, missing his first six shots, but hit them when they mattered, finishing with 16 points on 5 of 18 shooting. Devin Booker added 29. Phoenix beats Minnesota 107-100. Continuing on the hardwoods, the Kings were in Portland.
For the first time in 17 years, Sacramento has clinched first-round home court advantage in the playoffs.
Call on KHTK. Sacramento wins 120-80. After missing a game to an injury, Joel Embiid returned. Philly hosting Dallas.
Harden off a high screen by Joel. Throws it to Embiid. Embiid at 15 feet. Steps back on McGee. Count it. It's good.
The call on WPEN. Embiid led all scores with 25 points, and the Sixers beat the Mavs 116-108. The Knicks lost Julius Randle right right before halftime to an ankle injury before pulling away in the fourth quarter to top the Heat 101-92. NHL, the Islanders beat the Capitals 2-1 in a shootout. The Panthers, just 6 points behind the Islanders, were in Toronto. Panthers beat the Maple Leafs 3-2 in overtime. The Wild doubled up the Avalanche 4-2. The 2023 Major League Baseball campaign begins today. 15 games scheduled, 2 games at 1 p.m. Eastern. The Yankees hosting the Giants. The Braves are at the Nationals. This is Rich Cantu, ABC.
Marysville Sons of the American Legion will host an all-you-can-eat buffet this Sunday, featuring fried chicken, liver and onions, ham, and all the trimmings. Serving Sunday, 11 to 1:30 at the American Legion Hall in Marysville. $13 for adults, $5 children under 10. Serving Sunday, 11 to 1:30 at the Marysville American Legion.
From the Mid-America Ag Network, I'm Jeff Aiken. Here's how your Wednesday finished. May corn, 650 and a half, up 3 1/4. July corn, 630 and a half, up 1. Wheat for May, 704 3 quarters, up 5. July wheat final price, 716 and a quarter, up 4 and 3 quarters. Kansas City wheat for May, 870 and a half, down 2. Kansas City wheat for July, 857, down 2 and a quarter. Minneapolis wheat for May, 881, down 1 1/2. Minneapolis wheat for July, 882 and a half, down 1 1/2. May oats finished at 376, down 3 1/4. July oats down 4 3/4 as 365 and a half. Soybeans for May, 1477 and a quarter, final price up 9 1/2. July soybeans up 6 1/4 at 1450 3/4. Looking at cotton for May, 82.76 final price, up 24 cents. Soybean oil for May, 55.38 final price, up 33 cents. Soybean oil for July, $55.46. That's up 34 cents. Taking a look at the cattle market, live cattle for April finished at 165.82.5, up 87.5 cents. High was 165.87.5, low 164.92.5. Live cattle for June, 159.65, up 75 cents. Your high, 159.67.5, low 158.82.5. Feeder cattle for March, 191.45, closing price, down 27.5 cents. High was 191.85, low 191.37.5. And the market will open up soon. We'll keep you up to date all day long right here.
About 1.5 million pounds of forage has been lost in Kansas between 1990 and 2019, solely due to woody encroachment. From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today, and I'm Katie Figge. Carol Baldwin, rangeland specialist, discusses woody encroachment and her research on woody encroachment in Kansas.
Well, woody encroachment looks like additional trees and brush into what should be core grassland. The ecosystems can be impacted in several ways. Rangeland ecosystems impacted by woody encroachment includes the loss of ranching livelihoods as available grazing decreases, a loss of grassland wildlife habitat, and increased risk of grassland species being listed as endangered species. Surface and groundwater replenishment is decreased, which also reduces grass growth. And as grass is replaced by volatile species like eastern red cedar, wildfires become more intense and difficult to control.
Baldwin explains the current NRCS and K-State strategy.
So the basic strategy of what NRCS and K-State is looking at is to anchor their treatments in the no or low woody expansion area, the intact grasslands, stabilize those grasslands, address dispersal and recruitment to stop expansion, and this is where prescribed fire comes in, and then finally to treat the areas that have converted to woodland. So stabilization means practicing good range management, and that includes frequent prescribed fire, especially in the eastern Kansas where the rainfall amounts are higher. It also would include things like proper grazing management, reducing fragmentation into small units that are more easily exposed to trees from housing plantings and other things like that, and just basically taking care of the land.
Baldwin continues by explaining the outreach portion of her research.
We're trying to find out what the main issues are with woody plant control. Why are our farmers and ranchers unable or unwilling to do practices that will reduce woody encroachment and try and get this moving in the opposite direction? Other things we're looking at is to find out what information would be most useful for farmers and ranchers and the form that they would prefer it in. And we're focused on three core grassland areas in Kansas, the Flint Hills, the Smoky Hills, and the Red Hills, which have the most intact grasslands in the state. Our overall objectives include cost analysis of the various practices at different levels of invasion. Overall, we're looking for improved rangeland management and better programs with NRCS that are more effective and applicable to woody control.
That's rangeland specialist Carol Baldwin discussing woody encroachment and her research on woody encroachment in Kansas. And this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
If it's time for a home makeover, you'll want to know where your styles are headed. We will share the forecast from Home Design Trendsetters on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Granger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. Details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. At meltingbelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores a youthful hormonal balance. Get information now with their powerful ebook. Just go to meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. Meltingbelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, March 30th, the 89th day of the year. Musicians Eric Clapton and Tracy Chapman were both born on this day. If springtime is when you spruce up your home decor, you'll want to know about the hot trends for 2023. For instance, traditional lamps are giving way to ceiling-hung pendant lights. It's a trendy look and a big space saver. Laundry rooms are getting cozier. Once a bare utility space, it's now an extension of the living area with upscale cabinetry and furnishings. In the kitchen, white is still the hot color, but we're seeing more wood accents for visual interest, and tile backsplashes are now extending to full wall coverage. And get ready for the return of beige. The neutral color in varying hues is getting fresh new treatments from decorators. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Thursday is sale day at Marysville Livestock Incorporated. They're expecting close to 2,000 head of cattle for the sale today. Start time 10 a.m. Early consignments include 8 black heifer pairs, 1-month-old calves, 40 black and red steers and heifers weighing 3 to 450, 12 mixed steers and heifers 3 to 7, 14 black heifers weighing 4 to 450, 10 black steers and heifers 4 to 5, 80 weighing in at 4 to 550 with 45 weighing 40 to 550, 45 black and Charlie steers and heifers weighing 400 to 600 pounds. 61 black mixed steers and heifers weighing 4 to 6. 100 black steers and heifers 4 to 6. 85 black and mixed steers and heifers 4 to 6. 114 black and red steers and heifers 4 to 7. 22 black steers and heifers 450 to 6. 30 red steers and heifers 450 to 6. 35 black steers and heifers 450 to 650. 35 black steers, 5 to 5.5. 20 black steers and heifers, 5 to 6. 35 mostly black yearling heifers, weighing 5 to 6. 35 black steers, weighing at 5 to 7. 52 mostly black steers and heifers, 5.5 to 750. 35 black and white faced steers and heifers, 5.5 to 850. 54 black and white faced steers and heifers, 6 to 750. 12 black and red heifers, weighing 6 to 8. 235, mostly black and a few red northern origin steers weighing 650 pounds. 90 black yearling heifers, 650 to 750. 26 black heifers, 675 to 750. 105 mostly black yearling steers and heifers, 675 to 875. 20 Charlie and mixed yearling steers, 7 to 750. 5 black steers, 7 to 800 pounds. 130 mixed yearling steers, 750 to 8. 60 mostly black steers, northern origin, weigh 900 pounds. and 120 mixed yearling steers at 900 pounds. Those early consignments for the sale today. Marysville Livestock reminds you of a dairy sale next week. 729 from KNDY, 36 degrees with warmer highs near 70 on tap today.
Sports, I'm Doug Downs. It is opening day for Major League Baseball. The Kansas City Royals will host the Minnesota Twins today. It is a 3:10 first pitch at Kauffman Stadium. Zach Greinke will get the start on the mound for the Royals. This is going to be his seventh opening day. For the Twins, it will be Pablo Lopez. This will be his first opening day start. Other opening day Major League Baseball games of interest has the St. Louis Cardinals hosting the Toronto Blue Jays. That game is also a 3:10 first pitch. The Colorado Rockies will be on the road at the San Diego Padres. That game is tonight at 8:40. And don't forget, while you're taking in a Major League Baseball game today on opening day, there are new rules that will be fully implemented. Major League Baseball has changed to a 15-second pitch clock, 20 seconds with runners on base. They've also excluded the infield shift, and there are bigger bases. A couple of names have made their way to the transfer portal for both Kansas and Kansas State. KU freshman guard MJ Rice plans to enter the portal. That's according to 24/7 Sports out of Kansas City, and Ish Masood will enter the portal for the Wildcats.
KNDY.
She turned 15 with great expectations. Her older brother knew that something was up. He caught her going through his record collection. But looking at Hendrix like a lovesick pup. She begged and she pleaded to dad, Bobby, listen. He drove her in the car. Socks and stockings on the old gym floor. Well, everybody thinks two garage band covers. She was checking out riffs and memorizing chords. She didn't care at all for the football fields. She didn't even notice the basketball stars. Boys as a species were all a bunch of zeros except for the ones who played that guitar. My girl with guitar.
She wasn't an adept at
girls with girls with guitars.
What kind of nervous sound?
Girls with guitars. She went off to college, she got her degree. Her parents breathed a sigh of great relief. Daddy's thinking law school, mother's thinking medicine, daughter's thinking how she's gonna break the news to them. Oh.
She's every reason I take so much work on, and every reason I take so much time at home, and every single reason why I'm so much stronger, and every reason I could never be alone. Look at me, you'll see who I found. I'm beside myself whenever she's around. Without her, you'd see a difference. What she makes of me, she's half the man I am. When the rivers all run dry, she finds the water. And when everything is dark, she finds the light. And when it's time to fly, she's flying with me. With her on the wing, we balance out just right. Look at me, you'll see who I've found. I'm beside myself whenever she's around. A different man. It's what she makes of me. She's happy.